ABC News.
Ted O'Connor with the top stories. The federal government's urging people protesting against the visit of Israel's president to be respectful after clashes between police and demonstrators at a Sydney rally. Nationwide demonstrations are targeting Isaac Herzog while he's in Australia to comfort Jewish people following the Bondi terror attack. While protesters weren't allowed to be at Sydney Town Hall due to restrictions, they still turned up anyway. Police are also facing scrutiny over vision showing officers pushing people who were praying and punching a man multiple times. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says police did their best to contain angry crowds. The Federal Social Services Minister is calling the launch of the government's first plan to combat domestic, family and sexual violence against First Nations people historic. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are almost 30 times more likely to be hospitalised due to family violence. The plan's bolstered by a $200 million funding boost to increase service delivery. And it's been revealed actor Catherine O'Hara's shock death came from a pulmonary embolism blood clot, with cancer as the underlying cause. The Canadian-born comic actor was well known for her roles in Schitt's Creek and Beetlejuice. She also starred as the mother in two Home Alone movies. ABC News.